MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovar. The Hobbs Police Department has arrested Ubaldo Herrera, 27, of Lovington, for the murder of 26-year-old Jonathan Lasoya of Hobbs. Herrera is accused of shooting Lasoya on August 5th of 2024. Hobbs PD says Lasoya was taken to Covenant Health Hobbs Hospital, where he later died. Over the last 6 months, Hobbs detectives have conducted interviews and followed leads related to the shooting. On January 22nd, an arrest warrant was issued for Herrera. He was found on Monday on East Clinton Street in Hobbs and arrested without incident. He is charged with murder, a first-degree felony, tampering with evidence, bribery or intimidation of a witness, and possession of a firearm by a felon, all third-degree felony. A former New Mexico Military Institute cadet accused of raping a juvenile 6 years ago was sentenced to 6 years probation this week. Kerrion Freeman, now 23, received a 6-year sentence, suspended, and to be served on probation after changing his initial not guilty plea to one of no contest on one count of attempt to commit sexual penetration in the second degree of a child between the ages of 13 and 18 during a hearing at district court in Roswell. Freeman will also have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. A family's worst nightmare is if their loved one leaves home and can't find their way back, especially if they may have Alzheimer's, dementia, or even autism. But there could be a way to ease those fears. The Lee County Sheriff's Office is using technology called Project Lifesaver. It's a type of GPS tracker that once they leave home, the family can contact law enforcement and use this radar to quickly find them and bring the person home. The department said it's been using the technology for years, but there's only been a limited utilization of the program. For more information on Project Lifesaver in Lee County, contact Captain Sean Roach at sroach@leecounty.net. sroach@leecounty.net. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.